8.
Here and do it toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Nemi,
and Mark.
Nemi looking very festive with her green sweater, the red vest, and green skull cap.
I just got back from a friend's house. I was helping stack a whole trailer full of wood, so lots of chainsaw and axe swing in action.
That's so, what Christmas elves do around here.
You know, hey, you know, I try to dress it up for you guys. Not too much, but a little.
So we're going to jump right into a story that we teased quite a bit last night, didn't end up having time to get to because of our lengthy discussion about Satanism. But the story was about a young boy, 6 years old, so just barely older than your son, Mark.
That's right.
Your son Jack, he is 5, going on 6 very soon, as I understand it. He's been going to school. Where did this take place?
Well, you mean as far as like a state? Colorado.
Where physically? Was it in a school?
Fox, yes, that's right.
Government school?
A government school. Mm-hmm. Foxnews.com. 6-year-old boy has been suspended from a Colorado school for kissing a girl on the cheek.
Ooh. Now, unwanted sexual advances could definitely be a punishment. You know, there's a good reason for punishing.
No, not even the cheek. It was on the hand.
Well, okay. So they've been kissing a bit, as I understand the story.
Oh, I see. Okay, good for them.
It's not unwanted.
So,
okay. Ah. They like each other.
Is it possible that this was just a mistake that they thought it was unwanted and? And they punished him without really knowing the circumstances?
I don't really get that impression, no.
No, okay. Just a no-kissing rule, huh?
School officials in Gannon City are accusing Hunter Yelton of sexual harassment, and they want his school want it on his school record.
Whoa!
This is what it's all about. This encapsulates the whole thing. They want it on his record that he's a predator.
That's sick.
That's crazy.
That's right. The school's mother tells KRDO-TV her son was suspended once before for kissing the girl and had disciplinary problems, but the girl did not object to being kissed. She told the station that the two children like each other. They sent me the office fair and square. I did something wrong, and I feel sorry.
Oh, no.
What?
Well, I assume it says Yelton told the station. I assume that that's the mother. Not the mother. It's the child.
Mm-hmm.
The school district RE1 official said the repeat offenses meet the school's policy definition of sexual harassment, and they hope the tough standards will force the boy to change his behavior.
Oh, my goodness.
Yelton's mother wants sexual harassment removed from his record. I'm going to stand up and fight for him because that's not the case. That's not what happened at all, she told the station. The school district, for its part, disagrees with Yelton's mother's opinion about the boy's behavior and says kissing a girl at school is unacceptable. Station reported Sandy, whatever the school psychologist, was critical about the district's decision to punish the boy over the kiss. I don't think a 6-year-old would understand what harassment is.
So just to clarify what you've said so far, this young man and this young lady, I presume she's about the same age? Does it mention that?
You know, no, it doesn't.
We'll presume she's around the same age.
You know, they can put his name all over the place, but, you know, her name we can't have. Right.
That's interesting because she was consenting to the activity, so why shouldn't she also be receiving punishments?
I'd like to know who the complaining party is. Is it the school or is it the girl's parents?
Well, that's another good question.
I don't have, other than, I would assume the school.
I'm going to guess the school. There's usually anti-PDA rules, anti-public display of affection rules. At a lot of schools, some schools don't even allow hand-holding.
Yep.
So I would imagine that's what's going on here. This is a violation of the public display of affection rule. So
zero tolerance.
So it sounds like that you said he'd gotten in trouble for this previously. They had been known to have been kissing previously. He had been told not to, and he kept sneaking kisses with
had
this
he
girl.
Been suspended before, Mark? Is that what you said?
He'd actually been suspended before.
Oh, really? Not the first time.
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
this young man's driven by his love for his woman.
Mm.
And you know, I mean,
it's forbidden love, apparently.
Forbidden love, yeah. For this, this.
All love shall be forbidden while on school campus.
So, I don't know what to say. It says, I mean, I've got another article here.
Do we know? I'm sorry, I might have missed the detail. For how long he has been suspended?
I don't have that.
Iteration?
No, I don't have that one.
Okay.
This really is a fight about the school record. You see,
yeah, sure.
The kid's taking his licks over getting the suspended. He doesn't. That doesn't bother him or the mother. He did it wrong, and he's gonna get suspended. Whatever. Now, I don't think he did anything wrong, but I don't entirely know how to. I can see why a school would say, "Oh, look, you know, kissing. We're not gonna have that." But I don't know really what they're supposed to do about it if suspension's off the table. Once a particular punishment's off the table, then what do you do?
We'd love to hear from you with your thoughts on the story here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line. Do you feel strongly about this? I mean, obviously somebody must. There must be people out there who feel burning anger inside of them when they see two small children consensually kissing one another.
Well, it's also happened during class. So I'm reading from CNN, a news blog at CNN. Let me scroll back here.
Yeah, it was during music class.
It was during a class, a reading circle.
Oh, that was, okay. All right.
Reading group. We were doing a reading group, and I leaned over and kissed her on the hand. That's what happened. So it's during reading group, kissing on the hand. Is that the problem here?
Well, there's also a kiss on the cheek, supposedly. I don't know.
Is this supposed to be reserved for the playground?
Well, it's not made clear where his other instances of being in trouble for kissing were happening. If it were happening on the playground, there's a chance that, you know, whatever adult is out there may not have been paying as close of attention to what he was doing. So maybe it's been going on the playground as well. I mean, we're not really sure about those details. But regardless, I mean, what if he were to lean over to her and hand her a pencil? That would have taken a moment out of the reading group, and it wouldn't have been illegal. It wouldn't have been against the rules.
Now, interesting, the school's policy describes sexual harassment as unwanted touching.
Mm.
It doesn't say who wants you to touch. You understand? So, like, if Nimi touches you and I don't want her to,
right.
It's unwanted
touching.
That's
sexual harassment. You're being harassed.
That's right.
Because you're not being touched.
That's right.
Which is, I guess, part of the idea about banning public displays of affection is the idea that some kids are going to have their feelings hurt if they see other students engaging in affection toward one another.
Really? At six? I didn't even care. Honestly, well, I told you guys before the show started, I got my first attention in first grade for doing the chasing, kissing tag game.
Kissy girls is what we called it in preschool.
Right. It was ridiculous. First grade. My dad couldn't stop laughing.
What kind of detention was it in school?
It was after school. I was held for a half an hour, and I had a chat with the principal about why we shouldn't do that. And I didn't do it anymore.
Really?
Really. What,
did he have any good reasons?
I don't remember. Yeah. I was five.
I can't remember. Imagine you would. I mean, you know, it's interesting.
But
it's
that's you sit down and have a chat with a kid. You don't suspend them from school.
I think chatting's the right thing to do. Well,
they're saying it didn't work in this case, right? Because he had been talked to previously.
Well, I got the day off from school too. That's hardly a reward.
He doesn't care about his permanent record.
I mean, hardly a punishment is what I mean to say. That's a reward to kick him out of school for a day. So he's like, all right, kiss my girl on the cheek.
Right.
Get a day off.
Saunders says the girl in question was fine with it because Hunter and the girl consider themselves boyfriend and girlfriend.
Aww.
The girl's parents have not commented publicly on the issue, but Saunders wants her son's record cleared of anything suggesting sexual harassment.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. So they're asking, the principal's going to have asked the superintendent to reconsider removing the term sexual harassment from Hunter's record. I don't know.
All right, so, I mean, who feels strongly about this? There must be people who think that public displays of affection are a bad thing, especially in a school environment. What are the reasons for it? I mean, I'm just guessing at the reason why these things are banned. I'm presuming that one of the reasons is that other students could be jealous of the affection that their fellow students are receiving when they are not receiving affection from anyone. Or, you know, maybe they just feel like it's a slippery slope, and before you know it, there's going to be open sex in the hallways.
Oh, my Lord. I think it's more a case of uppity parents. Yeah. That boy's kissing my girl.
All right, more coming up here in moments. We'd love to get your thoughts as a parent or educator or former kid. 855-450-FREE. You take control. Free Talk Live.
I'm David Hall, founder of the Diamond Gusset Jean Company. And this year, I'm thankful for the brush fires of liberty that are spreading across this great nation. We invite you to avoid the holiday rush and enjoy some great discounts at DiamondLiberty.com. Our 100% all-American-made authentic jeans offer the highest standards of quality, comfort, and style. With our trademark gusset, I promise you will enjoy an experience and comfort that no other pair of jeans offers. Diamond Gusset is proud to sponsor Liberty Media Outlets, and your support enables us to continue doing so. So stay home, give thanks, enjoy time with family, and shop with us online at DiamondLiberty.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Blue Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilliff, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. That's the Pro XPN toll free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We've got archives. Click and download. They're yours right there, front page of the top of the website. We've got the last 7 days worth of the show right at the top of the site. You just click and download, and it costs you nothing but the time it takes to click. FreeTalkLive.com. And you can go all the way back to 2006, by the way, on our archives page at FreeTalkLive.com. So plenty of archives, all of them free.
Did you know that coffee is one of the most absorbent crops on Earth? I hear it's the second most absorbent crop, just behind tobacco. That means when they use pesticides, herbicides, and even it's grown in countries that have leaded gas. They haven't mandated out leaded gas. That lead gets into the atmosphere, hits the soil, goes down in, and gets absorbed into the coffee. I don't want to drink that if I can avoid it. There is a way to avoid it. You can go to coffee.freetalklive.com. We're trying to save the world one cup at a time. If you go there, sign up for the subscription program we have. You'll get some of the best coffee delivered to you, top 1% Arabica-grade coffee, which, you know, you can get good coffee just about anywhere. But this coffee tries to give back. Through this coffee program, we're trying to finance 100 World Vision microfinance loans. So we need 1,000 listeners to get on board at coffee.freetalklive.com. It's great. And 10% of your future purchases benefit our efforts to help freedom around the globe. It's coffee.freetalklive.com. You'll get a free pound of coffee. Try it out. You'll have to pay the shipping, but we'll give you a free pound. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, 6-year-old boy suspended from school for kissing who is supposedly his girlfriend, this young lady. And so it was apparently a consensual kiss, as it had been in the past. He had been warned to not do that.
Certainly disruptive.
Just couldn't resist. Well, no, hold on a second.
Is it?
It was disruptive when the teacher or whoever it was disrupted them kissing and decided to make an issue out of this. She could have just, or he, whoever the teacher was, could have just allowed this to happen.
I mean, tongue might have been
right. Well, I would
say he kissed her on the hand.
I would say that this is, look, little Jimmy. I'm not sure what the child's name is. I know it's in there, but I've forgotten. Hunter. That's not appropriate during reading circle.
Okay, fine. That's something you could certainly say about it. But I don't really see how it's in any way
right.
an issue if it's a brief kiss. It's not like he's kissing her up the arm and kissing multiple times.
Being all horny
Morticia.
About it.
Morticia.
Exactly. Well, yeah. That would be hilarious.
Nobody, by the way,
if he did that, Ian, you would still be defending him. That's the thing, is there is no social behavior that is too bizarre for you.
What makes you think I would still defend him in that case? That's clearly a crossing a line.
What's the line?
That is going from kissing to foreplay at that point. And foreplay is inappropriate
okay.
for the classroom environment.
You don't get to pick the lines. Go ahead.
Apparently not. Apparently the line is any contact whatsoever gets you suspended. And I'm looking here at the New York Daily News piece. I went through all of the comments on this piece. I couldn't find anybody who sided with the school on this.
There was one comment.
Somebody found somewhere.
You know, you got it. Right. There's a blog here that is for a particular news program on CNN. So it was on this particular show's webpage where it says the kids shouldn't go around kissing someone's child. Because if it was my daughter,
now look
just going around.
Look
right.
how the language is used here.
Exactly.
So, like, the child is the kissed, but the kid is the kisser. So we use this term, this kid, this more detached, less formal terminology as the bad one, and the child is the pure and chaste one.
And what 6-year-old goes around thinking of other children as someone's child?
They don't.
They don't.
Right. They're a peer, completely a peer.
So it was. This guy continues. He says, "If it was my daughter, the parents and I would be talking.
That's
Let's
fine.
Keep it real.
The parents are talking. That's the thing here is that this, you know, these parents are talking. That is from everything we can tell in the story, they're boyfriend and girlfriend, and the kissing happens.
So I think this is a pretty controversial stand. Zero tolerance is. It just seems ridiculous, patently ridiculous to me, to kick a kid out of school for." Completely innocent behavior. I mean, I don't see this as malicious behavior at all.
Well, we've got even more coming up here with an even more outrageous story out of a Canadian school, but it could very well have been the school down the street from you. Mark's going to tell us about that, but first we go to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to Ken, listening in Aurora, Illinois, online. Ken, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nemi, and Mark.
Gentlemen, good evening. Glad to be
Ken, there's a lady here, too. Go ahead.
Sorry. pleasure to talk to you tonight, sir. This kid is going to be screwed for the rest of his life if he's charged with sex. It's ridiculous. The boy is 6 years old. To charge him as a sexual predator or a sexual crime, whatever, is just outrageous.
Well, the good news is he hasn't been charged with any crimes. And if I don't know if you're on a speakerphone, Ken, but if you could turn it off if you are, it would certainly improve the quality of the call. But, yeah, so he wasn't charged with anything criminal.
Yet. What happens next? What happens now? Kids have been arrested for less, right?
It's certainly true.
He wasn't charged.
Oh, you sound much better.
No, he's suspended. He's suspended from school again.
In this society, it's not surprising. It shouldn't happen. They should have used some type of, non-aggression type of parenting technique. And just put him in a corner or something.
Again,
kick him out of school. That's just ridiculous.
So who has the problem?
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, maybe they've gone all the way to the wall with the punishments on this unnecessarily.
Right. How about separating them during reading circle?
There you go.
All right, Hunter. You're going to have to sit on the other side of the circle, away from little Susie, or whatever.
Good suggestions, Ken. Any other thoughts you want to share?
No, I mean, I was under the premise that the kid was getting charged, but... So,
it's still pretty outrageous, though. I mean, it's still pretty outrageous that he's been suspended from the school and they're attempting to put some sort of sexual harassment indicator on his school record. I mean, that's still pretty outrageous.
Well, permanent record.
The same thing, then. I mean, it's going to be following him for his entire school. You know, he'll be trying to get into college, and they'll be like, oh, you were a sexual predator?
That's a good point.
Well,
do they get to look at your school record when you apply to college?
I'm yes,
sure
they do. But
I'm sure they
so what he needs to do, switch schools immediately. You know, get out of public school and go into homeschooling or private school or something like that, where this this wouldn't be happening.
And see your girlfriend at other times.
That's the unfortunate part is that because he was put into the school, he creates the relationship with the young gal, and that's the problem.
Ken, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 855 450 free. Blue is in Knoxville, Tennessee, listening to WKBL. Hey, Blue.
Hey, gentlemen.
What's on your mind? We got a lady here, too. Go ahead.
You don't have a choice.
Apparently, you're one of the boys tonight,
Where you send your children to school. Because
what was it that you were saying?
To afford school or...
I'm having a tough time making out what you're saying. I'm going to put you on hold for just a moment here. We'll see if we can clear up your connection. 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. Whether you want to comment on zero-tolerance policies, it's not just applied to kissing. Obviously, weapons is one of the more popular ones. And coming up, drug use. Asthma inhalers, that is.
Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance telephone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket, a family-owned American business? We now have two spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com, wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com, or call 800-593-6273.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now. now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up, shop online now, or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Pro XPN toll-free line, by the way. By the way, if you don't know about Pro XPN, should take a little time to learn about it. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. You'll learn about why, if you care about privacy, this is the service for you. It's a global virtual private network. It encrypts all of your data that is trafficking from and to your computer, meaning that the internet service provider that you're using, whoever they are, will no longer be able to know where you're going online. They'll no longer be able to log your activities, as they are probably doing as we speak. All of the websites you visit, all of the search terms that you enter, are likely being logged by your internet service provider. Sometimes as many as 5 years worth of it is being logged. So you can stop that by going to proxpn.com/FTL and getting signed up for ProXPN. And when you're ready to upgrade to their premium package, you can get it for about $5 a month by going and using our discount code FTL20. That's FTL and the number 20 to save 20% off the price of ProXPN. Whether you're getting the monthly package or the 6 month or the yearly package, you'll get 20% off. So obviously, if you buy the year package, you're going to get a better deal, and that's how you get it down to $5 per month. Again, code FTL20. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. They do not log your activities online, unlike your internet service provider likely does. Plus, they can help you get around internet blockages in other countries that you might happen to be visiting when you're on your laptop, or maybe you're just at work and you want to get around their blocks. You can use ProXPN to help you out with that. ProXPN.com/FTL. Go there and get signed up. As we continue here with your calls and thoughts, we've got Blue in Knoxville. We're going to try to get you back on here, Blue. We just had your phone wasn't sounding so great earlier. I'm told it's cleared up. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, now we still have an echo on my end.
You sound fine. Go for it.
Okay. ProXPN XPN. Is that the same as StartPage?
Pro XPN, no. Not the same as StartPage. No, StartPage is a search engine.
Which allows you anonymity in your search. And you can search, if you use the StartPage's HTTPS setting, you can go to pages anonymously. But that what that won't do is that'll only protect you sort of from the internet to the page. It won't protect you from your house to the internet service provider. Pro XPN would do that.
Okay, great. Crap, I've been concentrated forever. But,
so what were you calling about tonight, Blue?
The call was simply to say, what would have happened if it had been a little boy kissing another little boy?
I don't know, but I got to let you go. I don't know what's wrong with the line that you're on, but there's a lot of problems with it. I don't know if it's a cell phone or what that is, some sort of phone hybrid problem, maybe back in the network. But what would have happened if it were a boy kissing a little boy was her question.
You know, I think it depends on the school, honestly. I'll bet you at the Waldorf school where my son goes, mm-hmm. the teachers would handle it. They'd handle it in a way that respected all the children, didn't leave anybody traumatized. It doesn't have this top-down, tyrannical, hierarchical thing going on. I mean, there's control. Obviously, the kids aren't knifing each other out on the playground or anything like that. But it seems to me that the public schools and sort of the traditional schooling model, because I went to a private school and it wasn't that much different, is just, it has this whole... This top down, we're the teachers, you're the students, and everything we say, and you'll do everything we say, that kind of thing. That doesn't work for anybody, because what we're trying to do is teach these young people to get around in the world. And I don't think that what we want to do is teaching this kid that public displays of affections are going to go down on your permanent record. There's better ways to handle this. Just informing young Hunter, little Romeo and Juliet there that apparently are, you know, doing their thing that they normally do. You just inform them this isn't proper behavior for reading circle. And if you do that again, I'm going to have to separate you, okay?
That seems like completely reasonable solutions there, Mark, rather than, as the school has done here, jumping to straight-up suspension. In this case,
the suspension isn't even what's being disputed by the parents here, Ian.
Yeah.
The parents are taking the suspension like, you know, somebody going into the pillory.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the young man is acting as though he's done something wrong and he's been a bad boy or something like that. I'm sorry. There's no victim in this case. He hasn't done anything wrong.
He may or may not have done something sort of socially unacceptable. But that's not really the point here. You don't want a kid to be traumatized by what. By learning. That's what we're doing. We're talking about at 6 years old. We're talking about learning how to get along in the world.
Well, criminalizing innocent behavior.
I still think this is the issue. I understand what you're saying, that for the parents, they just want to get this off his permanent school record. I understand that. But, you know, to me, the trauma comes in where you tell a child that kissing's wrong and that kissing's bad. And I think there's some trauma there.
I absolutely agree with you. What
talk
I'm
about
saying
creating
is
sexual hang-ups early on in life.
The parents are already this neck deep in statism that they're like, yeah. Yep, you did something wrong, and Hunter, you're going to have to take your suspension and the whole thing. You know, the thing is that poor Hunter and his parents are never going to change the public school system. The public school system has to fail from its own weight. And, just utter archaicness. That's what it has to fail from, because you can't change it. You could spend your whole school career trying to change one piddly little thing.
You could spend your whole life as an adult.
And then, you know, it's like the boy in the dike, you know, trying to put your finger in one hole, then another one springs up,
yeah,
and another one
so
springs
true.
Up. There's no way to do it. There's no way to solve these problems.
The way to solve it is to get your kids out of the government schools and then pull your money from the government, too. Start to join some sort of a tax revolt or protest. Get together with other homeowners who have the courage to stop paying into this insane, coercive system. Unfortunately, that's not very likely because most people are too afraid to stop paying into the system. But maybe if we got enough people here in New Hampshire, then we could have a level of influence by homeowners saying, no more of this. we're not going to support this. We're not sending our kids to your schools. We're not going to send our money to your schools. We're going to take the money that we're sending to your schools. We're going to spend it on our own children and educate them in the way that is that we feel is best. I think that's what parents should do. They need to find some courage. I mean, aren't your children important enough to take some risks for?
Well, I think that the risk is that their kid won't have a house, is what they feel like. I've heard some interesting ideas. Like, you could become a preacher for a church, and then your house would be the parsonage. Mm-hmm. You could become you could move into a motorhome and do your best at boondocking and that kind of thing. That way you're not paying rent, because essentially paying rent is paying property taxes, because, you know, your landlord's going to pay the property taxes on the property you live in. You could live on a boat. There's just a few things that I've been able to come up with on how to avoid doing it. A church could own a great deal of land and have essentially a monastery or something. I think that's kind of interesting. If somebody came up with creating a religious organization and got a piece of land and essentially got a bunch of families on it, they wouldn't have to pay that way.
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from, and you and I become ministers in the Shire Free Church. But that may not be right for everybody. I mean, especially, an atheist might feel very uncomfortable with the idea of
there's an atheist church, more than one atheist church that have received.
That seems like a contradiction. An atheist church?
Sorry. Church is a legal definition under the law, so, I don't
know. They actually have mega churches now, Ian.
They have atheist mega churches?
Yep. I can pull up a story for you.
Wow. The UUs and the Quakers accept atheists.
I'm just saying, I know that I had at one time in my life been an atheist, and I would have been very, very uncomfortable with the idea of being a pastor in a church at that time. And I feel like, everybody should be able to opt out from this system without without doing it within their rules.
There should be a philosophical opt out too.
Yeah, there should just simply be people doing what's right,
yes,
which is to retain the money that they earn and spend it on their own children's education, because then you'll get the education that you're looking for, and you'll probably spend a lot less as well. 855 450 free. I know I suggested unschooling as an option when I was recently speaking yesterday at a high school in New Hampshire, as a matter of fact, and one of the teachers in there did not like me talking about that. It's Free Talk Live.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people, just like you, get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income16.com now. That's income16.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income16.com. That's income16.com.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, and you can bring up anything you want here. We've been talking about the six-year-old boy suspended for kissing his girlfriend during class, and it's really hard to find people who actually agree with what the school did in this case, but if you are one of those people, would love to hear from you at 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line. And also want to invite you to our website where you can enjoy a variety of features we give away to you. Those other talk show hosts charge you for their sites. Ours is free. Now, if you want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can do that by shopping with us. Tis the season to get your shopping taken care of fast, because the holidays are literally right around the corner. I mean, Christmas is going to be here in, 2 weeks? Yep, 2 weeks from today, as a matter of fact. So go now to shop.freetalklive.com or whatever holiday you prefer to shop for. Now is the time to get it done. And you can do that at shop.freetalklive.com. You can enter Amazon or Newegg through the links that we have there. Different Amazons in different countries. Click into the right one for you. And your purchase, a portion of it, will go to Free Talk Live. So thank you for that. And once again, go to shop.freetalklive.com.
So 60% of the home equity lines of credit that are in existence right now were open between 2004 and 2006. These lines of credit are generally only, they are interest only for only the first 10 years. That means that starting next month, many people's lives are going to be changing dramatically and likely for the worse, because these lines of credit that they might have only been paying the minimum on, which is the interest, the principal is going to begin being done and due. And that's, that could be really tough for a family. There's good news, though. The Mortgage Minute guy can help you roll that line of credit into a new first with a lower rate. Rates are lower now than they have been almost historically. I mean, they're very close to historic lows, and they're not likely to get any lower. So go check it out at MortgageMinuteGuy.com. You give them a call. Roger Schlesinger and his team of experts will help you get the right loan for you. It's MortgageMinuteGuy.com, 866-288-0088, MortgageMinuteGuy.com, 866-288-0088.
All right, so we're going to go right back to your phone calls here. We did have Blue on the line a few moments ago. She asked the question, well, would this have been different had it been two boys kissing one another? And I think that we didn't get a chance to keep Blue on the line because she had just a terrible sounding phone line. I don't know if it was her fault or whatever, but it doesn't matter. Anyway, we couldn't really get into it because I would have liked to have known if she was suggesting there that two boys would have been left to kiss. That the because that's when I was reading down the comments on the New York Daily News version of the story about the six-year-old boy who was suspended for kissing his girlfriend. I was reading down there, and I did see a few comments of the same type, a very similar comment to, well, what if it were two boys kissing? you know, kind of the suggestion that, oh, well, if it were two boys, these liberal schools would be totally fine with that, but they're cracking down on heterosexual public displays of affection. I feel like that was the suggestion in that question.
Maybe it is, or maybe the suggestion is we can't let the smallest wink or handhold go on without extreme punishment, severe and malicious punishment.
Not when someone asks the question, what would the school have done if, and then they put in their parameters, that they're not saying they want severe punishment. They're saying, oh, well, I bet you this liberal school would have done X, Y, or Z or not done anything.
I don't know.
That's the impression I got from that. And I can't imagine that if some teacher were so uppity to get upset about a heterosexual couple kissing, that they would have somehow left alone a homosexual couple kissing. I don't think that would have been the case.
Doesn't seem like it.
Yeah. I mean, intolerance for public displays of affection is fairly across the board, I would think, in that instance. But you're welcome to share your thoughts about whatever's on your mind. Jay is in Sheridan, Wyoming, listening online. Jay, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good afternoon, or good evening, I guess.
Yes, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay. Now, I'm old school. I was, you know, a child of the 70s and the 80s, and I grew up in Tampa, Florida. You know, don't ask how I got to Wyoming. But I've had girlfriends while I was in school, and it was a natural thing. You know, boys kiss the girls, you know. Now,
girls kiss the boys, too?
Huh?
Girls kiss the boys sometimes, too, in school.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you know, I do agree with a lot of y'all's points, you know, and I've written them down. You know, where does the girl in this, you know? I mean, even in the Bible, you know, for, you know, the thing, you know, that, you know, with Jesus, you know, they brought the woman in adultery. They brought the woman. Well, where was the guy? You know, you got to have both of them, you know. Well, you know, I have a problem with that. You know, well, you know, there, because she was consenting to it.
Yes, she was.
Yeah. Huh?
Yes, she was consenting to it. So this is a point I made earlier, was why are they only picking on the boy in this case?
Right. And, you know, I fully agree, you know, with the homeschooling thing. You know, get your kids out of the public schools. Put them in homeschooling. There are wonderful homeschools all over this nation. I lived for 10 years in North Carolina, and I know a lot of people who have very successful, very good homeschoolers, you know, that teach, you know, what they need to learn, and it's been proven, most homeschools, the kids learn far above what their academic...
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Yeah. Jay, thank you for your call tonight. There's no doubt. I mean, you look at the spelling bee, for instance, the National Spelling Bee is almost always homeschool kids that win those things. Or unschooled, I suppose.
Yeah, a friend was just telling me his story about taking some standardized test. It was actually the PASVAB or something when he was going to be recruited. The guy was trying to recruit him, and he took the test, and I guess he did quite well on it. And he said the recruiter looked up and said, "You were homeschooled, weren't you?"
Mm-hmm.
And made a guess based on how well he did on the test that he was homeschooled, and you just see it again and again and again. A lot of times they have to exclude the homeschoolers from these competitions because they win them.
Otherwise it's not too unfair.
It's just not fair. You know, hey, you gotta come from a school where everybody hates learning in order to, you know, to compete here. For God's sakes, you can't be at home. But I think a lot of people feel like they can't afford to homeschool because one of the parents has to be at home. Now, obviously, there are different setups. You can get involved with the homeschool groups.
Sure.
And, you know, do some exchanges and that kind of thing. But if you've got a full-time job, I imagine it's quite difficult. If two parents have a full-time job, they're not willing to give it up. What do they do?
Let's go to the phones and talk to Mark, listening in Hibbing, Minnesota, to WNMT. Hey, Mark.
Hey. I just wanted to comment on that kid getting kicked out of school for kissing a girl. I mean,
please do.
Our education system is supposed to be hiring highly educated, trained professionals. And now they're teaching our 6-year-olds that an act of affection has now become an act of perversion.
I guess that's what they're teaching.
I don't know. It's kind of scary to look at what's going to happen in the future with our grandkids and beyond that.
Yeah, I can't imagine the public school system is gonna be able to make it much farther. It's just getting so big and bloated and inefficient, just slipping down the international charts as far as education goes. It's hard to believe that people will continue to put up with it.
Yeah, you're getting too many regulations from individualism. You get one person that doesn't like something, and eventually it becomes a regulation or a law or, a guideline that you have to follow.
Mark, thanks for the call tonight. I think we're having some phone trouble behind the scenes. I apologize for having to cut you short there. It sounded like there was a musical instrument being played in the background. I'm pretty sure, given that Blue had similar sounds to her call, that something's going on behind the scenes at the network, and I apologize about that.
Do you want to give out different numbers?
We can. You can call in at 603-435-1105. That's always an alternative number that you can use anytime, 603-435-1105 will get you in here into the studio.
And, of course, Skype.
And Skype, which actually we do have a gentleman on at the moment.
Yes, we better take him.
We'll go to – actually, no, you know what? We're going to go to the studio amp lines because Jared's been waiting patiently in Michigan. Jared, go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. Hey, two quick things. Nimmy, I wanted to correct you about something for last week because I would hate for people in a whole state to think that they couldn't record a bad cop. You mentioned that in Washington State it's illegal to record a cop.
I actually corrected myself later in the show, I believe, and it is actually Illinois, but I do appreciate you repeating that. I was mistaken in saying Seattle. Thank you.
Okay, because, yeah, there's Flora v. State and Johnson versus City of Sequim in Washington. For Illinois, there was a state Supreme Court ruling, or was the Seventh Circuit? I don't remember, but currently there's no state where you cannot record a cop. There's some gray areas in a couple of places where you might have to notify them.
Fantastic.
But most states are one party.
Thank you very much for calling in with the info.
Jared, if you've got more, stand by. We can bring you back here in a moment. Hour number two is next. And, of course, plenty of time for your thoughts at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733 or 603-435-1105. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Not sure what to get for that special person in your life this holiday season? Look no further. Savory Scents Candles has something for you. Savory Scents aims to please with quality products and service. They even accommodate your special requests. Visit SavoryScentsCandles.com and be sure to check out the exclusive subscription boxes. That's SavoryScentsCandles.com. For 10% off regular orders, use coupon code FTL.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to Vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.